Forming common adverbs. Adverbs allow us to express how something is done. Politely, quickly, sincerely, freely, etc. And they enrich our sentences. In English, many adverbs end in the suffix ly. The French corresponding ending is m-e-n-t. Note, while adjectives modify nouns, adverbs modify verbs, adverbs, and adjectives. And they are nice because they don't have to agree in gender or number. We have frequently seen and used a regular adverb of judgment bien from the adjective bon and mal from the adjective mauvais. As we are building adverbs in French, we have to account for a few variations on the M-E-N-T ending. Here are some brief rules to get you started building adverbs from adjectives. In general, we will take the feminine form of an adjective and add M-E-N-T to form the adverb. Seul, seulement. Égal, également. Heureuse, heureusement. When an adjective ends in a vowel, we add M-E-N-T to the end of the masculine form to form the adverb. Absolu, absolument. Facile, facilement. Poli, poliment. When a masculine adjective ends in A-N-T or E-N-T, we replace A-N-T with A. Double M, E-N-T, and E-N-T with E, double M, E-N-T, to form the adverb. When a masculine adjective ends in A-N-T or E-N-T, we replace A-N-T with A, double M, E-N-T, and ENT with E, double M, ENT to form the adverb. Évident, évidemment. Fréquent, fréquemment. Suffisant, suffisamment. Remember that we have seen and used many adverbs which are not built from adjectives. In fact, there are times when an entire phrase functions as an adverb. Let's revisit some common adverbs that are not built from adjectives. Many of these are adverbs of frequency, adverbs of quantity, or adverbs of time. Souvent, assez, beaucoup, aujourd'hui, avant, bientôt, demain, tout de suite, autrefois, quelquefois, autant, environ, depuis, jamais, tôt, tard, hier, très, trop, presque, maintenant, peu, vite, de temps en temps. Another important aspect of incorporating adverbs into our sentences involves proper placement. As a general rule, short adverbs and adverbs of frequency go as close to the verb as possible, after the verb.